Hello, souls and demons, and welcome back. Today's story is called Fulfillment, written by Leah of Alexandria. So sit back, grip your seats, and enjoy. My name is Otto. It's my real name, not a nickname or shortened from something more proper. I always hate when I read a story or listen to a story online and the narrator says something like, "My friend, let's call him Steve, did this, etc., etc." If you want to protect his identity, just make a fake name. Don't call attention to the fact that you're making a name up for someone that we have never known, and most likely will never know. Just a little gripe to start my story. I'll get into who I am and why I'm writing this right now. As mentioned before, my name is Otto. Last name doesn't matter. I live in the Midwest. I'm 40-something, white, have curly black hair, wear big glasses due to poor eyesight, wear the same type of clothing every day, jeans and a denim shirt. And I'm a serial killer. Last time I checked the FBI's definition of a serial killer, they state that any individual who's killed more than 4 people matches that designation. Just to be clear with you all, my total is much more than 4. I'm not bragging. I guess the whole reason I'm doing this is to explain my actions to the public or anyone that wants to know. I'll most likely post this to some blog site if that's still a thing. Maybe even Facebook. But I'll have to make an account. I have to explain to you why I do this. Mostly because my victims ask. They always ask, why? Usually I have no real emotion when killing. But the more I do, the more I feel like these people deserve an answer. How else can I get this information to the masses? Should I do a "Hi, I'm a serial killer" AMA on Reddit? Actually, when I type that out, it looks like a pretty good idea. No one has done it as far as I know. But I'm not looking for that direct attention. Most people think us serial killers are dying to be caught. Which may be true in certain cases, but I think we just want the attention without the prison time. Or electric chair, depending on where you get charged. Especially if you've killed a lot, and the police just can't put the evidence together. Imagine how bad the Zodiac Killer felt. All that work and all those intricate kills. For no fanfare or celebrity. No appreciation for breaking the most sacred of commandments and getting away with it. I can tell you I wasn't born like this. I had a decent upbringing. I won't go too much into it, it's not very interesting. I can also tell you that I was always interested in darker things. I loved weapons. I loved scary movies. I loved reading about serial and mass murderers in the school library. I did have some motherly issues. So I suppose that may be one of the only typical issues a male serial killer has. Yes, I did kill my mother like Norman Bates. Spoiler alert, I guess, sorry. We will get into that shortly. So, all childhood and early reminiscing aside, let's skip to my early college years. This is the real start of my devious ways. I have had absolutely no run-ins with Johnny Law. Not so much as a littering ticket. I was in fact going to study criminal justice and law. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do for work exactly, but as I said earlier, I had a major interest in killers. Well-known killers, not just your run-of-the-mill street gang drug war killers. Those deaths don't matter. You're selling whatever drug for whatever money, and another tough guy wants to either rip you off or take your area to sell their whatever drug, and death ensues. Makes no sense and there is no emotion behind it. The guys I read about as kids, Dahmer, Gacy, Bundy, Charles Whitman, they had a plan. They killed for a reason. I wanted to figure those guys out. Before taking a person's life was in my mind, I wanted to always try to figure out what a murderer's mindset was. At about 20, I'm in my second year of college. I attended the gym of the Midwest, Central Michigan University. Maybe one of the only schools in the nation on an actual Native American reservation. The mighty, mighty Chippewas, We loved the culture, and I think the Chippewa tribe loved having us. I was still researching serial killers, and reading books on the subject. The internet had become very accessible also, so that opened up an entire wealth of information. I started reading John Douglas's book, Mindhunter, and Googled anything related to the somewhat new FBI profiler arena. Anyone reading this now should be familiar with the Netflix series, which I also enjoyed. My current major and minor program had a career day going on in the cafeteria of my dorm, which was convenient. There were reps for maybe 15 to 20 departments, all kinds of sociology and psychology workers. I made my way to the criminal justice liaison. She rattled off some BS credentials I really didn't care. She asked what I wanted to do, and I said what I've been passionate about for quite a while. I wanted to be in the FBI, and be a profiler at that. Her next sentence, her next four words, would most likely be the ones that sealed my fate. "Oh, that'll never happen," she said. I must have looked like I got a flashbang grenade dropped on my face. There could have been 1,000 responses I could have heard. That one I was not prepared for. I can't really remember what I did next. I just know I left. I was massively disappointed. I didn't plan at all at that one time. But I'll tell you, the murder wheels were turning. I did not kill my first victim until nearly 20 years later. It was really a slow burn for me. I'm not the killing type, or wasn't. I didn't think people deserved to die, like a Dexter archetype. My story changed pretty drastically compared to my contemporaries. To give you an updated context, I graduated with a sociology degree, which is basically worthless in today's world. I went from job to job with no real desire. Either I got let go or I quit. I now work at a major grocery store chain, at the gas station part of it. My life is brutal, but I don't feel angry. None of my kills are in anger. I want to get something that I don't have. That is fulfillment. Fulfillment is so underrated. We all know very well-off people that hate their life. We know celebrities and normal people in your everyday life have whatever they desire, but just aren't satisfied. Fulfillment is important. I found my fulfillment. My first kill wasn't awkward or painful. At least not for me. After college, I moved back to the condo my mom and I grew up in. As mentioned before, I went through quite a few odd jobs, always trying to find something I liked. I had one particular job that made me wake up at an ungodly hour of 4 a.m. Sunday through Thursday. Before I got this job, our little part of the condo had been dealing with a rather awful rat problem. Someone kept feeding the vermin with peanuts. I'm sure we're under the guise of feeding birds. Our entire complex had been warned over and over. I saw this guy throwing out a few shells here and there. My mom reported him. He supposedly got a reprimand. But then the second day I woke up for work at 3:30 a.m. I saw him outside in the blackest of nights, throwing peanut shells to the birds. This guy wakes up early to throw food out that attracts these plague-carrying animals? I just didn't get it. Something changed inside my head and my soul that early morning. I was going to kill him. For something that petty. We all have to follow these rules, pal. And now you're going to pay the price. I didn't do much research on this guy. I knew he lived by himself just by watching his house and car in the parking lot for a few days. No one else ever went into his house but him. To make things better, he didn't even lock his doors. I simply went into his home. Most people don't lock their doors, I found. Especially when they just leave to go shopping for an hour. Take this tip from a killer. Just lock your doors. If it's locked, I'll move on. After a couple weeks, I waited for this rat-feeding offender in his laundry room. He loaded what would be his last basket of socks and underwear into his washer, before I plunged a claw knife into the side of his neck. He struggled briefly, and then dropped to the floor. I didn't anticipate all the blood spraying everywhere. Rookie mistake, I know. At that moment, I knew this was my life. I felt like I finally found a purpose. I was getting fulfilled. I could go to work at any meaningless job, ringing up people for their $20 gas fill-ups and Reese's Pieces. I knew that when I went home, I was an ender of lives. Dramatic, but now my new purpose. I would now kill for no reason. Or at least reasons that made sense to me. I didn't want to fit a serial killer purpose. I didn't know these people and they didn't know me. This would be my last kill based on any emotion. I don't want to be caught. I only want to bump my numbers up. I'd put ads in Craigslist for nannies. I'd make fake items to sell. I'd go on to back pages and ask for lewd sex act requests. The recipients would be unwilling victims. I'd graduate to making a kill room in my basement. I left no DNA evidence behind. That woman that shattered my hopes of being an FBI profiler would fuel my new profession. Little did she know, she stoked the flames of one of the most notorious serial killers of the 21st century. If anyone has gone mysteriously missing, maybe take another look at where they lived, or what they did. Some people need that fulfillment to keep going. I can't be traced to some cookie-cutter serial killer blueprint. I've killed over a dozen people for really no reason. I have no attachments to these people. I said earlier that I killed my mother. She was actually my stepmother. I loved her very much, and she loved me. I axed her to death, like I was having tea with the Queen of England. She laid in a tub of lye in our basement for about 3 days until her body completely dissolved. And then I went to work. Fulfilled.